China's Vice Premier Chen Qichen meets today with President Bush. He is the highest-level Chinese official to visit the new administration, and the talks could set the tone for U.S.-China relations for the next few years. Last night, Chen met with Secretary of State Colin Powell. Both men spoke optimistically about the future, despite ongoing tension over Taiwan. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Every spring, Taiwan submits a list of weapons it would like to buy from the United States. This year, once again, Taiwan is asking for advanced weapon systems, including the Aegis destroyer with advanced radar. China doesn't want Taiwan to have it because it affords protection against Beijing's long-range anti-ship cruise missiles. Last night, as Secretary Powell welcomed Chen Qichen to the State Department, he recognized disagreements on important issues.
But I believe the best approach to a relationship such as ours is to have candid talks on every aspect of our agreement and disagreement.
Chen Qichen took a similar tone.
We also have disagreement, but as long as both sides can stand on a higher ground and be visionary, I'm sure China-U.S. relations will enjoy healthy and steady growth.
Chen Qichen was not as diplomatic the night before. In a speech in New York, he'd warned the U.S. that transferring advanced weapons systems could have consequences, that China might be more inclined to seek a military solution to reunification with Taiwan. After last night's meeting at the State Department, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Qiyue brought up the three communiques that delineate the U.S.-China relationship. One of them, dating back to 1982, calls for a gradual reduction in U.S. weapons to Taiwan.
I think it is quite obvious that the sale of advanced weapons to Taiwan is in violation of the three joint communiques.
Conservatives are pressuring the administration to proceed with the weapons transfer because of a missile buildup by China. The missiles are aimed at Taiwan. Bates Gill is a senior fellow in foreign policy at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says if Washington approves the deal, it would be the biggest weapons transfer to Taiwan since the U.S. sent 150 F-16s to Taiwan in 1992.
It sends a very important signal here in the early stages of the Bush administration about our long-term intentions towards China. And that signal, at least in China's view, would be pretty negative.
Bates-Gill says China views the sale as a step toward increased military-to-military cooperation between the U.S. and Taiwan, something akin to an alliance. He suggests the administration defer the weapons deal for the time being.
But at the same time, make very clear to the Chinese that we are leaning favorably in this direction, that indeed it is their missile buildup which is forcing our hand and making the president take decisions in compliance with the Taiwan Relations Act, which obligates us to help defend Taiwan.
There is more at stake here than just the Bush administration's relationship with Beijing. Pei Minxin is an analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says the decision on weapons could affect who takes power in China when President Jiang Zemin steps down as Communist Party secretary.
The current leadership in China under Jiang Zemin has been urging for a more moderate line toward the U.S. And Jiang Zemin is now in the middle of a very difficult and uncertain process of picking his successors. And what the U.S. does in this area will influence how the successors were chosen.
The process of selecting a new Chinese Politburo and a new Communist Party Central Committee will take place over the next year and a half. The Bush administration is scheduled to decide on the weapons sale next month. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.